Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Swipe. If you are enjoying the podcast, please make sure to subscribe and leave a review on whatever podcast app you use. This really helps other people find our podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at Let's Swipe Podcast. That's with two S's. We'd also love to hear your stories. Email us at letswipepod@gmail.com with questions, comments, or let us know you'd like to be a guest on the show. And now, this week's episode.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Today we're excited because we are joined by a repeat guest, a friend of ours named Scott, who was on the podcast back in June, and he's joining us again today to kind of update us on how things are going and all that good stuff. So, how are you doing, Scott?
Oh, good. Doing good, Amanda. Thanks for having me back. I don't know, maybe I invited myself back. I'm not sure how that transpired, but yeah, I'm back. I guess I'm yeah. Yeah, doing good.
We can't keep them away, folks, and not nobody would want to. Like, I love the fact that we may have recurring guest specials. It'll kind of be like, when certain celebrities would just show up on like Letterman and something. It's like, oh, like, hey, what's going on with you? What's going on now, guys? What's happening? So, anyway, so as you can tell, dear listeners, we're all getting warmed up here. So glad you guys are listening. And so, what atrocities are we inflicting upon poor Scott this go around?
Well, we've got some questions for him, and then I think we're also he sent us his profile for us to critique, but because Scott can't be the only one who's getting critiqued, I also sent my profile. So Scott will get his he'll be able to pay back by critiquing my profile. So
Yeah. And is this something that you've done before with this profile critiquing before?
I don't think
not
so.
really. I mean, we've talked about what we like to see and don't like to see on profiles, but I don't think we've ever actually looked at each other's profiles and given feedback. So this will
Wow.
be
So this is
new.
almost like a coaching session then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I guess that kind of leads us into our first question. We'll save the profile critiquing for a little bit down the episode, but you did come on in June, and I think you had just recently gotten on the sites, like in the spring and early summer, right? And
Yeah.
so now you've been on those dating sites for a while. How has your experiences, how have your experiences matched your expectations or not?
I feel like my expectations have, I guess you could say, matured, which I feel like what, at least for me, that means like having lower expectations in terms of like getting disappointed if something doesn't go your way, or if you're expecting something specifically, you don't just automatically, I don't know, feel bad if it doesn't go that way, or someone just bails, ghosts you all of a sudden, or whatever the reason. So I feel like it's one of those things, just the more I'm on it, I'm just, I guess, learning more about just, I guess, the mechanics of online doing it versus in person, because there's a lot of things people can do online that it's a lot harder to do in person. So I think just being able to recognize, I guess, how things work online and I guess the pros and cons of it, I think it kind of helps kind of realign at least my expectations on what I expect to get out of it and what I might not be able to get out of it. Does that make sense?
It does. So, like, what's an example that you've kind of like what part of like online dating have you learned to like tweak that you can think of like or tweak expectation wise like you've seen like manifest in your dated. I'm gonna have to rephrase this, but yeah, like so like what's an example? Yeah.
What are some examples? Yeah, actually, well, I mean, there's like the whole concept of ghosting, which I feel like that's easier to do texting than it is in real life. Like if you're by somebody, it's that's harder to do. But yeah, if, with the online stuff, a lot of like you've never met these people before, so just it's much easier just to kind of just forget about them type of thing. So if you're talking to somebody and they disappear, I feel like that's a pretty common one. I feel like I've started running into more of this, like the scams, like scam accounts. And I guess just getting used to, like, I guess seeing those and just, I guess, looking more at profiles a little bit more skeptically, with like, say, like looking at a profile and being like, oh, there's a good chance this is a scam. This is a scammer just by the way they have their profile set up. So not that it is a scam, but definitely at least thinking about it a little more when I see some of those. So there's definitely some of that. There's definitely some stuff with that. And there's some things they do pretty early, I feel like, that you can tell that, in which I talked to Amanda about this a little while ago, and it sounds like this is more common with guys, with the scammers, than it sounds like women, this doesn't happen quite as often with scammer accounts.
So I'm curious, like, because, you know, obviously we don't see that on our side. So what are these scam ladies like? What's their
The scams? Yeah, and I felt like it started getting more, like, depending on what you put on your profile. Like, I'm very interested in like finance and investments and stuff like that. And I found out I feel like pretty quickly that's not something you ever want to put on your profile, because I feel like those keywords, I don't know if those keywords they go down that path. So like the ones that I did, and it was on multiple different sites, usually they kind of start off talking to you and they quickly get off of the dating website, and then they want to go to some other app like a WhatsApp or something like that, and then they'll be nice for like a day or two or something like that, and then they kind of I've noticed it's like a time. It's like certain times of the day, they kind of like flip. Like during the day, they talk pretty normal. If it even is, like, maybe it's like an artificial intelligence thing talking. It's like, it's hard to tell because it's just a bunch of text. But yeah, around like 7 or 8 p.m., it like, they like, I don't know if like a real salesperson takes over, but the conversation just shifts shifts really dramatically. And it becomes to like, oh, like, you want to, like, I know something that could help you out a lot and make you do good. And I've been playing around with this thing on my free time, and I've made a lot of money really quickly doing this stock market thing or whatever, usually some type of investment money thing. And, but yeah, it's like, at least the ones I've done, I feel like it's pretty common, but I mean, I think scammers, I feel like that those have been around. I've heard about those for a while, but I guess I didn't really start getting those until somewhat recently. I don't know. Maybe they go in waves when they start hitting up the dating websites. But yeah, so there's that. And then, yeah, the profiles. And I guess in terms of the profiles for scammers, like one thing that I'm starting to look at more, if like everything is like a professional looking for like photograph,
mm-hmm.
That's like kind of a red flag, because it's like not everybody has everything professional. Like maybe they'll have one or two like dating pictures done, but it's like it's usually like that. Everything is like very like exotic locations, like everything's like beach and vacation photos, and another thing that's probably even more important is they don't really have any local to your city, so it's like you won't see anything with like a monument that might be big in your city or like some well-known spot that maybe a lot of people hang out with. Like you won't see any photos that look like, oh, they're at the zoo. I love the polar bear thing there, or whatever it is. They don't really have anything local at all. So that's kind of, at least for me, that's kind of a little bit of a red flag.
So do you feel like, I know that you kind of were talking to a couple of scammers, almost like a sociological experiment, to see, like, you know, like you were saying, you know, how they act and how they flip things. But do you feel like there are a lot of scammer profiles that you're just not swiping on because now you know those red flags compared to real people? Or do you still feel like there's more real people on there?
Yeah, I'm sure there's more real people. I mean, it's one of those things. I don't know, maybe it's for the guy. It's like even if I swipe on 15 or 20 of them, it's like the rate at which they would say they like me or interested in me or whatever is so low anyway. It's not like I'm having to compete with like 15 conversations at a time to like just automatically disregard them. So, I mean, I guess I probably wouldn't think about it super hard, but if they would like match with me, then I'd probably spend a little bit more time looking at it. And then I'd probably thinking about it a little more deeply at that point, because you know how a lot of these dating apps are. It's like they have, there's just so many like profiles and pictures constantly. It's, you can spend a little bit of time on each person, but like you could spend a bunch of time on it and then say you like them and then they don't like you, or that account might not even really be like an active account. So it's like that person maybe hasn't even signed in 6 months. So it's like your chance of matching with them is nothing anyway. So, but yeah, it's just something, it's just one of those things just to at least think about a little bit.
So out of curiosity, not to cut you off, but before I forget, have you since removed like those words like, you know, finance, if anything money-ish related, just, and if you have you seen a shift in like the bots, like, or a decrease in the bots?
Yeah, I mean, I just took like those words off not too long ago, maybe like a couple weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, and I haven't gotten anything, but it's hard to tell. Yeah, it's hard to tell if it's like been super effective, or maybe there just hasn't been enough scammers on since I've updated my profile. But yeah, I kind of just have removed any terminology like that related to those type of interests. It's almost just better to probably just leave that stuff off, at least if you're a guy. But that's kind of one thing. But yeah, I guess going back to kind of expectations, I think some of it is, yeah, just seeing how, I guess the role these sites play, and because I mean everybody has a life they're doing, and I mean some people, I feel like everyone's trying to get different things out of it, or it's kind of just a little thing they're doing, or maybe they're on 5 different websites. So I feel like it's one of those things that's kind of like gambling. It's like maybe you'll get lucky, but there's a good chance you won't. So I feel like I've kind of just changed my expectations a little bit with just how the sites work and what you might get out of it.
Well, for reference, which apps are you on, by the way?
The two ones I've tried, I tried doing Tinder for a little bit, and for me that one was like too much. I couldn't really handle the infinite swiping and just constant people. I mean, maybe there's a limit to it, but I didn't get to it. But I feel like I just got exhausted with that one for some reason. And then I feel like the one I always go back to, which I probably should venture out more, I always do this Coffee Meets Bagel one. But that's probably mostly just habit. That's kind of like an old, like one that I've had a while ago. So it's just less work to do that. And then I get 10 matches or 5 matches a day or something like that. I just do that around lunch. They usually update or refresh every day around noon. So I just do that and turn it off and just kind of don't think about it until maybe once every few weeks, maybe somebody will match or something. And then then it'll go to the next step. But yeah, those are kind of the only two right now that I'm on.
So have you had any in-person dates since getting on the apps this last go around? And how did those go?
I feel like I've had, I might have had one in-person date, but I feel like I've had a number of conversations. I've mostly had just like some conversations with various people, but yeah, it always seems like it ends up, I don't know, they usually just disappear, which I don't know if it's, I'm not saying the right things, or at least the people I've talked with, I feel like there's less of an attention span. So like, yeah, again, like you'll say something to them and maybe they'll say one thing to you tomorrow. And then like, even if you respond back pretty quickly after they respond, thinking like, well, maybe they're only available at like 9 p.m. because they work till 7:30 or something. Like I'll send them a message like pretty quickly, maybe within like a few minutes responding. And then like, I don't hear anything until like the next day around 8. So, I mean, that doesn't happen all the time, but I feel like that happens a decent amount of time. Yeah, it's hard. I feel like texting, I don't know, maybe it's just the certain types of people that I'm matching with. They have a certain communication style that I'm not picking up. Or maybe they don't like small talk. I've heard in some profiles with women that they say like, oh, I don't like small talk. Like, I don't want to deal with that. Let's just like do something together. So, I mean, maybe that's part of it too.
Yeah. I mean, like, I definitely prefer to meet earlier because I agree with you that it's just like, there really is hard to get momentum going with the messaging on the sites. And I have such a hard time where it seems like I am the one keeping the conversations going. Like even when the guy, and I've talked about this before on the podcast last season a lot, like the guy is always responding, but they're not really giving me anything to work with. So like an example is I recently was talking to this guy and he said in his profile, he was really big into travel. And he had like, you know, a travel photo or two. And so on Bumble, like I have to send the first message. And so I asked something, I don't know, I asked like something boring, like, so he could have just responded to that. And then I also, or maybe it was my second message, something. I was like, hey, so which one of your favorite places to travel? And he just responded like with a list. And it was like best international, wherever, I don't remember where it was. Best US, Hawaii, like, and it was just like these, and there was nothing else. There was no like story about any of those, why any of those were his favorite travel places. And then he didn't even ask me a question. And so I just let some time go by. And then I just sent him like a GIF of Tina Fey saying like, great, you know, cause I'm just sort of like, I don't really know what to respond to this. You're not keeping the conversation going. And so then he responds, he just responds, what about you? after my great, and I'm like, no. So I ended it. I'm like, that's like, you have to give me something. Like, this shouldn't be a one-way conversation. Like, you also matched with me. Like, why did you swipe right if you didn't want to talk to me? Why did you answer me back at all if you didn't want to talk to me? You know, like, because he never asked me anything. Or even gave me any information in his text to go on, right? It's like, okay, I don't think I need to say like, oh, what was so cool about Hawaii? Like that question is implied in my question about like travel. You know, I noticed that a lot. And so I usually try to get off the app as soon as possible. Like that person I have no desire to talk to because they've shown me that they can't have a conversation. But if you are talking to somebody, like before it kind of gets to that, like, well, this is just a boring back and forth every like day or two, because I hate the texting format. I like long form. I mean, I email back and forth with somebody every day rather than do the texting back and forth. And so I do try to meet early on. But my friend, yeah, Rachel, was like, why don't you just have a phone conversation instead of meeting? And I was like, oh, yeah, why don't I? That's actually not a bad idea. Because she's like, why are you spending your time or afternoon meeting somebody that you've only exchanged, like, you know, maybe 10 text messages with? Like, you could tell a lot just from their phone conversation.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Just, like, having a phone call. Because, yeah, you're right with the texting. It's hard and. Yeah, it's hard to tell with like how good of a conversationalist they are with like some guys. You might need to be more direct. You might have to like spell it out, like why do you think this is your favorite spot? Or but yeah, where other people I guess can pick up on that more. Maybe they're just,
I don't know. Maybe that's, I like, guess, but you're on a dating site to get to know people, So you should expect to be giving more than like one word answers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, unless maybe just guys, I mean, I feel like guys aren't as that great. I mean, I know a lot of guys, a lot of them aren't really super great conversational. Like they don't have the greatest social skills. I think women are have much better social skills on average than guys do, which like, I feel like if you relate that to like girl talk versus like guy talk, I feel like women get to know each other much more intimately with their like conversations than like guys generally do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like guys are generally like they generally pick topics that are like a little bit more removed. Like they'll just talk about a game or they'll just like, but which is good. But I feel like they're not as good with like exploratory stuff about like their personal lives and things like that.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good point. And then I guess to that, I would say then they should at least ask a question back. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's nobody that I'm going to want to date that can't hold at least a basic conversation. Like, I don't need them to tell me their deepest, darkest secrets on like a Bumble text message, but something.
Yeah.
I do need a little bit more.
Yeah. Maybe a phone call could have opened them up with the people with the texting a little bit. I mean, I think after realizing a lot of people don't like small talk, I think at least like putting that like message out there just to be like, hey, if you're not really into small talk, we could definitely meet up or have a phone call or do something else. I think just leaving that option open, I think it's a good idea, like pretty early in the conversation.
It's like the purpose should always be that you're moving forward to ultimately like do the next step. So it's like the talking on Bumble or whatever site you're on, that's literally for me to figure out, do I think we could hold a conversation? Do I think that you seem like a normal, safe person, or do you give me creep vibes? And it's like, once I figure those things out, it's like either we need to do the next thing, which maybe is a phone call or meeting in person, or see you later. But the next question, and this will lead into our profile critiques, but the next question is just, what is something on a woman's profile that is a turn on, and what is something that is a turn off? So in other words, like what makes you want to swipe right versus left?
I guess just recently, since I've been this in scammer mode, I feel like I've been more like thinking about that when I look at pictures. If there's nothing local, like no local shots, that's a little bit of a turnoff for me. I mean, just because I'm not sure if they're even, I don't have the confidence that people are all the time even real people. I think if they, some profiles, I mean, I'm sure you've seen these, they don't actually have any pictures of themselves, where it's like, they'll have just like a picture of their dog and that's it. That's the only picture they have. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, like, I feel like you got to try a little bit with this website. You're just taking a picture of that. Like, I don't mind pictures of dogs, but like, that's your only picture.
Yeah, unless you're trying to get your dog a date, which, you know, I think there's probably not the appropriate website for that. But language? Like language and profiles. Is there any sort of things that people describe themselves like, and you're like, you know?
I feel like at that point, I feel like it's language, but then it's also would go back to the photos. Would be like, if there are certain like hobbies and things like I'm not really very interested in, like if they're like really hardcore, like, because some pro people are like, I'm a hardcore sports ball, name their sports team fan, which like, I don't mind sports a little bit, but like, I'm not like a hardcore,
mm-hmm.
like if they live, breathe, eat, drink, like a sports team, like that's a little bit of a turnoff for me, just because I'm not I'll go to sports games. Like it's kind of, they're fun to go to every once in a while, but I'm not like a hardcore follow my sports team every game throughout the season type of guy. So that's a turn off.
To a sports game and none of us actually watched the game last May or whatever, when we went to the baseball game, Yeah, I think Erica, the professor, was like kind of trying to watch the game, but like none of the rest of us were paying any attention.
Yeah, and just because he hadn't gone in years, I think it was the novelty of the thing, you know, because he's not very sports minded either. But he's just like, oh my God, like it's happening right in front of me. Like yeah. I haven't seen this in forever. But yeah, and he, yeah, and we're all like, eh. Or it's a social event, and I suspect for a good chunk of us, like. Outings or people watching in social events, and if there's something in the background, awesome, you know, like with the added you know, keep an eye out for like pop-up flies that don't, you know, land in your face. It's the only thing, you know, so there's a little bit of excitement, like it's not coming over here, is it? But yeah, that's so, yeah, so the very avid people, and I guess, and maybe that's their, like, that's their way of, you know, waving their flag to those who of the person that they're trying to attract, who are like live, breathe, and die that, and you know, right on, you know, good for them. But that's okay, so that's one. What is maybe some language that if you saw it, you'd be like, I have to like meet this person? Like, is there anything that you would say, like,
oh, like some text that's on their profile that if I see that, it's like, wow.
I gotta know more. Yes, you know.
Oh, I don't know if there's anything like specific. I feel like anything that's not, I guess the stuff I like the most, just I guess that's the most interesting, is anything that's not, I call it like stuff that like everybody generally likes. I think like most people put things like, I like travel. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'd say, I mean, I'm sure there's some people that don't like that, but I feel like 90% of the profiles I see, people are like, I like to travel, which, I mean, I guess that's cool, but like, that's something I kind of just read through, and I don't like, I don't, that's, that definitely doesn't stand out by itself with that type of thing. But yeah, I really like, quirky things a little bit, like some weird habit they do, or, I don't know, like being very specific with like books they're reading, with like, I'm reading this book right now, or yeah, just, I guess getting more specific to something they're like doing maybe now, as opposed to like, yeah, well, I guess just getting more into the specifics as opposed to being more generic, I guess, with things that they're interested in. So I don't know, but yeah, that's not really, it doesn't really matter exactly, because at least with me, like I'm not the type of person, like in general, like I don't think that like people they don't have to have like one for one all of the exact same interests.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's much better like that people do have different interests and they like doing different things. Like I don't, like I think that's healthy and people should continue to be able to do that type of thing. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, yeah. I think like the more I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking of other things. The one thing that I don't like, that's kind of a turnoff, and this is probably one of the bigger turnoffs for me, is if it's like, instead of saying what they like or what they like doing, they spend all of their time just saying what they don't like.
Mm,
like, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't want this. I don't want this. And it's like, well, like, what do you like? It's like, yeah. I mean, like that's fine that you don't like things, but it's like, I feel like it almost comes across more as like a toxic negativity, even if they're not trying to do that, with saying the word no and not so mm-hmm. much in their profile. Like, I understand the whole like, I'm not looking for a hookup, like I understand that thing, but like, yeah, it's just like saying I don't like whatever, I don't like movies, I don't watch movies, or I don't watch this, or I don't like country music, I don't like, I feel like there's some I mean, it's not super common, but there's some profiles that are like that, where they seem to focus more on the stuff they don't like.
Yeah.
So that's, to me, that's kind of a turn off, just, I guess, the negativity, toxicity.
I would agree. I guess, that's an instant swipe left for me, if it's, or that, like, no drama. I'm just like, okay, well, that's pretty dramatic. Swipe left.
Like, that's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, but I hear you on like the drama. Generic stuff, like the travel. I've like gone back and forth on my profile as to whether or not I should put travel. I wish everybody didn't put it, but it's like, I travel all of the time. Like, it is definitely a priority in my life, right? Like, I've gone in the last year, I don't even know how many trips I've gone on, like, even in quarantine, like camping where it was COVID safe. But so it's like, I put travel on there because, like, ultimately, even if I meet a partner that doesn't want to travel as much as me, which is fine because I like traveling with my friends and I think that's important too. But I do want somebody who is going to want to go to the national parks and go on road trips. So, like, I put it on there because that's, like, an important part of who I am and what I'm looking for. But I agree with you. It's just, like, everybody puts that on there. You know?
I think a lot of people put the general travel. Like, if you say, I like going to national parks, like, mm-hmm. if you say something more specific, then it's interesting opposed to, like, travel. Like,
yeah.
Would you like to travel to, like, the grocery store? Are you talking about traveling to outer space? Like, where the F are you going? Like, where do you want to go? Because some people are like, I like to travel. Like, oh, well, have you been overseas? And they'd be like, no. Like, I think, yeah, as long as, you know, yeah. you specify yeah. what it is and what you like doing it. Like, you know, like, I love camping, you know, just something like that. It's more, I think that you can have travel on there without, you know, having that generic blah answer that everybody mm-hmm. else has, because you've given it some palpability, I guess, like something that people can see you doing and, like, your particular interest in that genre. So.
Well, I think this is a lead into critiquing yes. Scott and my profile. Yes. So whose profile should we look at first?
Well, he is our guest, so he I guess we should start with his.
Yep, I agree.
All yep, right. Just bring it on. Just don't hold back. You can.
So, first off, so this is on Coffee Meets Bagel, is that right?
Oh, yeah. This is the Coffee Meets Bagel.
So I really like there are some questions on your profile that obviously, like, the site has as options for you to answer. And you really picked some, like, you know, you talked about people not liking small talk. I mean, you did not go for the small talky questions. Like, these are kind of the real deal questions. So, which I think is cool. So you've got what makes a relationship successful in a partner I'm looking for. And you know, you're having a great first date when I'm not going to read your answers, but, like, I think that you have really interesting answers on there and stuff that, and me knowing you, I know that these answers are also genuine to, like, the type, like, the your actual personality. So I feel like it does a good job of kind of showing that. So that was my first, I'll get to the pictures in a second, but that was sort of my first thing that I noticed I thought was kind of cool on your profile. Erica, did you have anything?
Oh, yeah, because I'm actually reading the text, like, the actual, like, answers and everything. So, yeah. And yeah, the language is, it's not like a rote answer, you know. It's not like you picked meaningful questions but then gave, like, these, like, non, like, anybody could have written the answers. Like, I don't, like, I know you, but even if I didn't know you, I was like, oh, this is legit person talking here who's actually kind of interesting. It so, like, kudos on that portion of it. I kind of wish we could read these off, but sorry, listeners.
I mean, you could rate them. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
should
if you
we
want
just
to,
post a link or something? I don't know. Would you like a link of your profile, like, posted to the gram? You might get some. some folks responding. Now their local pictures may not be our local pictures, but at least, you know, maybe they'll have, you know, like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the background, or, you know, like, the Seattle Tower or whatever else.
Yeah.
Or something, well, maybe the Eiffel Tower. We don't know.
Yeah. But, it's like, for me, though, it's like, I'm writing this stuff down, but it's like, yeah, as a guy, I don't see other guy profiles. I have zero idea what any other guy.
I've never seen a guy actually write anything as thoughtful in the little question place that you did. So, like,
oh,
yeah,
really?
I mean, I think that is definitely something that's going to set your profile apart. and going to make people be like, oh, he's an interesting person to swipe right on.
Okay, that's good. But there's going to be some butts in here with the pictures. I can already tell. We'll get back to the pictures.
Say, let's look at the pictures. Yes. Erica, any initial thoughts on the pictures? I'll let you go first for that part.
So this first one with the sunglasses in the field out somewhere. Is this like your main profile pic?
The first one.
Is this the first thing?
It probably is. Yeah.
Okay. Which is good.
Let me know if I need a.
Like, it is a good picture of you.
It's a good picture of you. It's nice. It is sort of like the travel-y generic, like, I'm outside, you know, which is fine. Like, you can't see your eyes because you got sunglasses on, which, you know, is, for the first glance, it's like, he could be cute. I don't know. Like, you know, and then, like, I don't know if it's enough to grab. Now, with this particular app, I've never used that. So, on the first viewing, how much of the questions and answers and picture, how much is that, can the person see when they first click on you?
Can see everything. They see the picture. In this app, the swiping left and right actually changes the pictures. It doesn't go yes or no.
Okay.
So you swipe right, you can just scroll through all their pictures.
See all the pictures. Okay.
And then if you like them, there's options on the bottom. There's like a heart if you like them, and then there's like an X if you don't like them.
Okay.
So that's kind of how the site
works. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much fully available.
I would just say for your first picture, because on all of your pictures, like that's really the only one where you really get a close up of your face. So I would say, even though I think I think that's a good picture, and it's like the colors in the picture behind you are really cool and all of that good stuff. But I don't think it's sort of like you can't see your eyes, and so we don't know what you look like. And for that being your first picture, like I would think for another picture, it'd be fine to have that on there. But for that very first picture that people see of you, I would maybe pick something. And I'm actually trying to find the picture I took of you when we went to that ball game, because I think it was actually a good picture of you. Oh, well, yeah, because it's also your full body shot. You might be able to edit it for brightness and stuff later, but I'm going to send it to both of you guys.
Okay. And she made two very good points that I would never have thought of. A, the full body in at least one. There's very little close-ups of your face, and that's even a medium shot like that first one. So you can't see. Now, there's two of them that are kind of are you playing shuffleboard? What is that? Like wherever that is, you're playing some sort of indoor tabletop-y type game. I mean,
like air
nice.
Hockey or shuffleboard.
Yeah, sort of like, yeah. And then the paint night one, we'll call it. Those are great. But yeah, and then like the kayak one, it's like, I guess that's you. And it's nice that you're in a kayak, but it shows that, you know, you can go outside without exploding, which is nice. You're not a vampire, or, you know. That could be anybody. Like,
I would keep two out of those three. And I mean, like, the kayaking one, that if you want somebody who's going to do outdoorsy things with you, then I would keep the kayak one. But I think the one in the paint night is the best one, because it's like, there's a lot of questions that I can ask you based off of that picture, right? Like, what is going on with your hair? Because you've got some Bob Ross sort of thing going on. What is it that you're painting? Oh, do you like art? Like, what, you know, what is this, right? So I feel like there's a lot going on in that picture that is intriguing, right?
A lot of conversation topics.
Yeah, but it isn't like a great picture of you, but it is a great picture for conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, it is kind of blurry. That's kind of the other thing. I felt like at least two of them, like, they're not very in focus.
Yeah,
it's probably not good.
The shuffleboard one, I feel like, is really blurry. And even though, like, I like what I like about that picture is it shows, like, obviously you were out with friends and somebody took those pictures. And I think that's kind of cool, even though it's still a picture just of you. But I would, if I were going to get rid of one of the three of those, I'd probably get rid of the air hockey or whatever that one is. But I agree with Erica that if you had a closer up kayaking picture of you, that would be better for a kayaking one.
Yeah. And then in close up, meaning also don't wear anything like anything that obstructs your face, like sunglasses.
Yeah.
Right.
Or anything like that. Yeah. No, that's a good point. I never even like thought about that. So which maybe that should have been obvious.
Well, no, not obvious necessarily.
I guess I don't have a ton
no.
of pictures of it.
No, I don't. Yeah.
No, it's not obvious, you know, and it's not until, you know, somebody, you know, and it wouldn't be like, oh, well, I can't see this guy's eyeballs. Like, that's, you know, it's just like, well, if we're looking, you know, at constructive criticism, that's like, well, that could be something. But yeah, it's not totally, it's not right front and center. Like, oh, you should have never posted that. It's like, well, not the first one. Like she said, like in the rotation, yes, but not the first.
So. Yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it's good. Good feedback.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, I would say that your profile is a lot better than.
You know. Okay. Yeah, some better pictures. Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. All right. Do you want me to?
So now you get to critique me.
Okay. I'll have to spend a little time looking at this. I haven't spent a ton of time. I mean, I looked at it just a little bit right before it, and I don't know. I thought a lot of it looked really good. Yeah, like I guess we'll start with the text, kind of like okay. How you started. Which website is this? Is this Bumble?
This is Bumble. And so on Bumble, you write a little about me section, but you are limited in how much you can write. Unlike on like OkCupid where you can write an essay. And then they also have some prompts that you can choose. I think you can choose like three prompts and none of them are too deep or I should say I don't pick any of the deep ones, but I actually don't think any of them are that deep. I don't know, Erica, if you remember from way back when you were on Bumble, but yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember offhand. So yeah, I can't remember. And so I'm actually reading this, reading yours, because I looked at your photos. But yeah, and I do see that you do specifically say, you know, national parks, outdoor movie nights, the mountains. So it's not just, I like to travel. So mm-hmm. Excellent work. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of it's, the text is good. I mean, I would even go harder. Like, I feel like you can put a bunch of things on your profile, but I feel like people are going to probably, like, remember you with maybe like two or three things at most.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I would probably even play up, like, based off how much I know you like to travel, like, I would play up, like, you say national parks, but like, I would be like, really, like, I like going on, I've been on two trips and I went here and here this past mm-hmm. year. So like, I'd probably just spend a little bit of time just like emphasizing the travel. Yeah. Because I mean, yeah, you kind of put it at the beginning, but you also have so much other stuff
in the about me. Oh, I gotcha.
Right. Yeah. Although I will have to say, you do have a lot of outdoor. I mean, and again, you do really like the outdoors, but it's like I feel like it's like 55-60% outdoorsy stuff, and then some inside stuff, which. Mm-hmm. Which is fine, but if you like there, you could throw in a few more, maybe take out some of the condense some of the outdoorsy. I always feel like I'm ripping out or outdoor stuff. I'm not by any means, but it's just, you could probably like take out, you know, camping since it's obviously you're going to be outside anyway, like, and maybe just pop in something else like that you're also passionate about that. Is not that, if anything.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. That'd be kind of up to you. I mean, really, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's great.
And then a lot of the stuff you have. The only thing that would worry, I guess, I don't know, worry is the right word. And maybe this is something, I guess, that like I think about more is like, I personally don't have like a really strong, you don't have a very strong like political like biography, but like sometimes there's certain
things I read. I thought you were going to say you don't have strong political views, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
I feel like I don't have super strong. Well, yeah, I don't feel like I have super strong, but like sometimes if I see too much of that in a profile, I start to be like, oh, is this going to be like a super strong politics person? Mm-hmm. Which like, at least to me, that can be sometimes like a drama indicator. But I mean, you don't have too much.
I just much have, I guess, the only thing I have about anything that could be related to politics, and I don't actually think this is politics, but the world does. I have compassion, social justice ideals, good stories, and family are my jam. So like social justice, some people are going to see that. And then I have just clicked that I'm a liberal in my basic information. But I don't bring up anything else like with politics.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I say the word social justice, and then I have clicked that I'm a liberal.
Yeah. And maybe it's just how different people, I guess me not being, I'm not super good with politics, but sometimes when I hear the word liberal, that's like, I don't know. I guess I don't even know what to think. Sometimes it's farther on one side than
right. I click left on people who say they're conservative. Like maybe that's not fair, but it's like there's a lot of things that I can have differences with people, but like right now, it would be, unless you're a moderate conservative, it'd be very difficult for me to think that we're going to look at the view similarly enough for us to work as a pairing. So, yeah. Okay. But I totally understand what you're saying. Like, you would, and I get, yeah, I totally understand that people probably do swipe left just immediately because they see that I'm a liberal.
Well, right. Or maybe a combination of liberal and social justice. They may, you know, but that, and it's not that the same that there's, you know, but I mean, again, if they're hesitant about that in the first place, and you're not going out and, you know, putting your ideas in people's faces, you know, you're not aggressive about it. You have your, you know, your ideas and you're firm about it, but you're not by any means like obnoxious or, you know, like, you know, to the point people are like, ugh, you know, like, so I think you've couched it. I think you've couched it fine in a way that like you do have, your thoughts on subjects, but it doesn't come across as like I'm going to be all up in your face about it if you meet me, you know, sort of.
Yeah. it's definitely not super. I've definitely seen a lot stronger ones, but I would at least take a second take. I would at least think about it. Like, oh, I wonder how. Like.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I think I like the message it's sending. Like what is turning you off about my profile is fine for to me.
I'm okay
with that being a turn off for people. Because that's a turn off, right? Like, right. So I think it's like one of those things where it works for both me and the swiper.
Gotcha.
Like, okay.
Yeah. But you're right. I also do have, I scrolled and I do also have Black Lives Matter on there. So that also could be a turnoff for people for sure.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Let's see. Let's go with some pictures. Yeah, you got some outside. Yeah, you got the full body. You got the close up on the face. You got some nice ones with the close up on the face. I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the pictures.
There's two that I actually hate.
why do you have them up?
Well, because the one, I feel like it is sort of, it's a very current one and my hair looked good. And then the other one, I just thought I needed like a really recent full body one. Cause like the one, I have one full body one that's like from a year ago and I just sort of felt like I should maybe have one that's more recent, but it's the last one where like I'm wearing all black and I'm hiking and there's a waterfall, but you can't even see the waterfall. So like, I'm probably going to take that one out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a lot going on with it. I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like to some degree, though, I feel like just having a full body shot, I feel like that, like, shows, like, confidence. Because I feel like a lot of people, like, you can tell when you're describing it, if like, they don't have one, that almost communicates, like, well, like, yeah, they're scared to even put one up for whatever reason type of thing. So, but, I mean, and you have multiple full body ones. So, I mean, I don't know. It's not that big of a deal, especially if it's, like, the last. I feel like by the time you get to the last one anyway, it's, like.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. Do you have pretty good luck though? I mean, it seems like you're talking to guys, so like I feel like you probably have your profile situation down pretty well.
I mean, I do feel like Bumble's been kind of dead lately, but I don't think there's anything like radically different from my profile from the last time I was on, so I don't think it's profile related. I'm not swiping as often either, and I definitely have let some matches go by because I haven't been as diligent about, like, starting a conversation. Yeah, I mean, it has seemed a little dead. So, I mean, anything, like, if there's any of these pictures you think I should take off, or if, like, you know, I have a couple of those questions if you think they're stupid answers or whatever. I'm all ears.
I don't see any ones where you've answered any questions.
I was
thinking more of like the setup like with the that he had over there with Bagel.
Yeah, they don't have those.
That's right, they don't have those. I think the answers are great. And what I was telling Amanda before we started, and she's like, save it for the podcast, is there's one where she, because she's got several of these outdoors, which again she does like her some outside time. One's like, I feel like one or two is fine. She's got some close up and that's not necessarily like outdoor activity related, like, and that she's got some that are great, but like there's one like she's got a hat on and like the sun, like, you know, so there's her eyes are shaded and she's like, well, you've got a couple other ones with you outside, so we could probably swap that out for something else. And I get the whole full body thing. But in, like, the hiking one, it, like, with the invisible waterfall in the back, I feel like that could be swapped out, too, with, like, maybe, like, some kind of indoor, like, action shot. Like, yeah, again, maybe with you, like, at game night, you know, like, having nerdy board game fun, like you mentioned in your thing. Or
So there's literally no pictures of me wherein I'm not outdoors. That are within the last 2 years.
Well, you have family. Next time you're with family, have them snap a few, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, yeah, that'd be a good, yeah, so that's swapping it out maybe with something else with, like, maybe somebody, other people in it, like, yeah, family or something.
So I agree completely that it'd be nice if not all of these were outside. I mean, the only one that's inside that literally was taken in my bathroom. I know how to take a picture without using a mirror though, so nobody knows I'm in my bathroom.
Okay, that's a good picture though.
Yeah, that, like, I used to have this black shower. I don't have this black shower curtain anymore, but it was like the perfect, like, so many of my profile pictures for like work and Facebook, like, I would take in my bathroom because I could get the lighting right and then the background was just black, and so it was like very professional.
Yeah, or even that, it looked like this really awesome like photo booth thing that you like went to at some event and then you like did your sweet photo booth like pictures and then posted them.
But I think you guys have convinced me. I'm definitely going to get rid of the waterfall one and I'll get rid of the hat one. I mean, I like that picture as my Facebook profile, but for a dating site, you're right. Yeah. I was just trying to also get something that showed a little more torso because basically all of my pictures are selfies except for the two full body shots. So I was trying to get one where like you could see a little bit more of me, but the hat definitely. Yeah, I totally see what you're saying.
But yeah, I feel like the moral of the story is though, like, variety. I feel like for both of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And let us see your beautiful peepers, everybody. Let's see those big old eyes of yours. Let your soul shine through your eyeballs and into and gaze into that will ultimately gaze into the one that you find that is the match.
Oh my my goodness.
They're like, it was the eyes that did it.
Yeah, but I like your little prompts and questions, though. Like, you have, like, those little, like, little questions and your little, like, fun answers. Like, I think those are good. So I like those. To me, that has a little personality. It's not just the generic answers.
Yeah. I mean, no one has ever – it's funny because on OkCupid, people always ask – because I talk about bears a little bit on there. And people always – back when I was on using OkCupid, I'm still on there – that would be like one of the things people would always key into. And on Bumble, nobody ever brings up bears. And I have that same prompt on. It's funny. It's just like interesting, like to have the different sites, you just get different feedback. But yeah, and then I'm also going to, I'll rework my about me to be a little less, to be a little shorter, maybe like not so much of like all the camping and road trip and all of that on there.
Yeah, and again, it doesn't, it's not that shorter. It's just like kind of mix in a few more other things that makes you the wonderful you.
I mean, the only thing I left off is the way that I want to watch TV and movies literally all of the time, which is important and should be on there. I just ran out.
Yeah, that should definitely probably replace something. I don't know what you'd replace it with, but yeah. Yeah, because would you like dating somebody that just hates TV and hates movies? Like, oh, I hate that stuff. You should stop doing that, Amanda.
Right. Or they just want to talk through the whole thing, even if you haven't seen it before. Oh, the face she is making right now, you guys. It's hilarious.
I mean, they would not be long for this world. Like, I just don't understand the disrespect that people have. Talking through shit. All right. Okay, well, cool. That was not as painful as I was anticipating it being.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anyone review mine, which I'm sure the more people you get review, I'm sure everybody has opinions. Just like
Right. Yeah. Because like you ask somebody else and they're going to love that hockey picture of you, you know, or that kayak picture of you.
Yeah,
and those are great pictures. Like, it's just with the limited time that you have, the limited attention span that you have, and the limited media that you have to work in. You know, it's like an elevator pitch, right? You know, you only have X amount of seconds or X amount of time to present yourself. So.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the first two or three probably have to be pretty good, and then you can maybe have not your B.
The first one is really important because I will sometimes just not even look further than the first picture. So like if it's a picture where it's like just where if it's blurry or if it's and that's the first picture and I can't see who you are, I'm just like, I don't have time for this, like swipe. So which is probably not a good thing, but that is just what people do, you know, because we all get so sick of the swiping and we get so sick of having no matches or bad conversations when we do match. And I think it just makes people, you know, like really go for that instant judgment for right or wrong, you know?
Yeah. I think people just kind of turn off any kind of filter they might have. And they almost like shoot at the hip with their decisions. But the longer you do it, it's just, it just gets almost more emotional than logical. In a lot of ways.
Definitely. Well, this has been really great. This has definitely been a longer episode than we've been doing this season. Really good conversation. Thank you so much, Scott, for being here with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, and, thanks for having me on again.
Yay. Who knows? Maybe we'll sink our claws into you and get you on another time. We'll let some time pass, let you get some adventures, some stories under your belt, and come back and regale us.
Yeah, I'll try to get myself out there. I don't know. Maybe I need to get on other dating sites, or I don't know if there's a magical number being on two or three. Or
I mean, I think the key is to just be on whatever you feel like you can manage. I mean,
yeah, that's a good point.
All right. Well, I guess with that we will say goodbye.
Yep. And again, Scott, awesome. Thank you, sir. And next week we will have dear Amy back on. She's recovering from being a little verklempt, like So her magical voice will return, and she will have stuff to fill us in on how she's doing. But until then, I guess we will talk to you guys later.
Thanks again for listening to Let's Swipe. We will be back again next week. Until then, happy swiping!